It's the second day of a new round of technical talks between Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany in the Swiss city of Geneva. Experts from the two sides began negotiations over Iran's nuclear program on Thursday. The talks follow 4 days of similar discussions in Vienna last week. Iran walked out of the last round after the U.S. expanded its sanctions against Tehran. The added measures came as, under a landmark deal in Geneva last month, the West had promised not to slap new sanctions on Iran. Tehran said it is ready to pick up the talks after the EU foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, assured it that the P5 plus one countries, especially the U.S., would continue the negotiations in goodwill. Our London correspondent Nagus Mobalaghi joins us now to tell us more about these talks. Well, Nagus, it would be one thing after the deal to talk about the advancements made based on the talks happening in Geneva, but what's making more news, unfortunately, is the fact that the U.S. lawmakers are, you know, pushing for these sanctions, of which the White House has said they're going to veto it. But tell us more about the talks and, of course, any other relevant information you have regarding these talks.
Well, yes, the sun has just set here in Geneva on the second day of these technical expert-level talks that are taking place between Iran and the P5 plus one. We know those talks are taking place as we speak, but actually, we don't really know much more. Both the European side, the other diplomats in the P5 plus one, and the Iranian delegation keeping tight-lipped at the moment about what is going on in what I would expect to be very intensive, extensive, and very technical talks, getting down to the nitty-gritty fine print of this deal, the historic deal that was made in November. We know that the talks last week hit that snag, hit that the US had expanded sanctions against Iran. I think that in the sense that everybody's come rack round the table to talk, these talks taking place at all is a positive step. We know that especially European diplomats were very positive about the advancements made in the talks last week and that there was still optimism coming round to the table. What is being discussed from what we understand is getting to the conclusion where a date can be set for this six-month period where sanctions are lifted and Iran slows down some parts of its nuclear activity. When does that six-month period kick off? And all this technical talk and the fine print is ironing out that matter. Of course, there is the political side of this. You touched upon those senators in the United States who are trying to push for fresh sanctions. And let's face it, we know that in the American establishment, there are those, some, who take Israel's point of view on this, which is they don't want to see this diplomatic push and this diplomatic drive bear fruit. They don't like that these talks are taking place. But I think it's interesting that as we see things move on, and as we see that the political will remains there and that all sides are still coming to the table and talking, this sideline view, and it seems to be a minority at the moment, seems to be alienating itself somewhat and showing itself up, some critics would say, for almost warmongering, because, you know, there was a standoff between Iran on this issue, and there's been a lot of warmongering talk from sides concerning Iran's nuclear activity, which it says is for peaceful purposes. So I think that now that that's being diverted into a diplomatic, peaceful settlement, those other voices, whether in the US, Israel, or elsewhere, do seem a little irrational and marginalized when we're looking at things internationally and what's developing.
Very well. I'm going to unfortunately have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Nagus Mobalaghi, our London correspondent, traveling all the way to Geneva covering these talks. Thank you, Nagus.